Let's talk about how we estimate liquidity risk. Before we do that, however, the classic way to estimate liquidity risk is static balance sheet ratios. Let's start at the bottom here rather than at the top. Total loans to total assets and total shares to total assets. These are ratios that almost all of you calculate, especially this one. This is the most common right here. Shares to total assets. And these are bona fide liquidity ratios. In other words, if your shares to total assets or your shares, let's talk about shares, loans to shares, for example. If your loans to share ratio gets to 90%, that might be a trigger. Your contingency funding plan, it's part of that is identifying triggers. This could be one of the triggers. If our shares, loans to shares gets to 90% or whatever number you choose, I'm not throwing out suggestions here, then that would trigger your contingency funding plan. But these are very, very traditional ratios. Now let's go back up to the top. This is overnight cash ratio. This is cash and cash equivalents to total assets. Another ratio that's very common. Another ratio very common is your 1 year liquidity ratio. And I believe NCUA calls this short-term liquidity ratio. This is cash and overnight and cash equivalents plus investments that mature within a year or less to total assets. So that could be a trigger. Your overnight cash ratio could be a trigger. A combination of these things could be a trigger to trigger your contingency funding plan or just to measure or estimate your liquidity risk. And these are ratios that probably all of you are familiar with and have used to estimate liquidity risk. The last one here, periodic loan turnover, that's just the speed at which your loan portfolio turns over, and it simply measures, estimates that, and if that speed is increasing, if your loans are turning over more quickly, obviously that is a positive sign from the standpoint of liquidity, might be a negative sign from the standpoint of loan production, however. So these five ratios are the traditional ratios, and there's others. NCUA has a bunch. There's others. You can probably list 20 or 30 ratios that you can pull out of your balance sheet that would assist you in measuring and estimating liquidity risk. However, they represent a point in time and in the past and don't necessarily measure looking forward, and that's what we need to do when we're estimating liquidity risk, is to be looking forward.